More than 500 people gathered in South Charlotte yesterday to get dirty. Okay, there was more to it than that, but they did get money. They played mud volleyball. It's an annual fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity in Charlotte. WFAE's Tasneem Shama has more.
8 years ago, Tim Murphy was turning 30, and he was looking for a fun way to celebrate his birthday. So he hosted a mud volleyball tournament slash fundraiser.
The first time we did this, 14 teams, and we figured, this is fun. And then people started asking, so when's the date for next year? And I was like, next year? Oh, yeah, sure. I think we can do next year, and then start rolling.
This year, 75 teams competed in 9 mud pits about a foot deep.
12, serving 3.
Ian Elliott, playing with his coworkers for Team CapTech, fell several times during a second round game.
When you see people out there, you think, okay, might be a solid surface under your feet, but it's so uneven. Like, you pretty much just have to pick a location to stand and just hope that you're in a good place when the ball comes to you. So, yeah, you can't really move around a lot in there.
Each team pays a $200 entry fee, and the teams are divided into 2 categories. Recreational, that's called the Porky Pig, or competitive, the Boss Hog. Stephanie Murphy is Director of Youth and Young Adult Engagement with Habitat Charlotte. She says it's not easy.
It's really funny because people who are really good volleyball players, they come out and they think they're going to be really good at the mud volleyball too, and they realize they can't do their spiking, they can't quite jump like they did, because if they do jump, they're probably going down, and it's a huge splash in the mud. But everybody is just completely filthy at the end of it and usually really happy too.
At the end of the day, $20,000 was raised for Habitat Charlotte. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.